Ever since Larry Weber first held a spider in his hand as a child, he's been in love with the shy creatures.
I just find them fascinating. Ever since I was a kid, I found spiders fascinating. I heard all the stories that everybody told about spiders like everybody else. However, I guess you might say my adolescent rebellion was to realize that these stories weren't true. And I took a closer look at them, and I started handling spiders and so forth, and none of the terrible things that were supposed to happen ever happened.
So he studied the bugs, and for 40 years, he's been teaching students about insects and wildlife, and his favorite, spiders. Weber says he's a little surprised how interested kids are in the eight-legged wonders.
So I thought, well, here's a chance, you know, find out about spiders from somebody who really knows it, rather than hearing stories about it. So I started teaching things about spiders, and pretty soon I found other people were interested, and I started doing photography of spiders, because I had to get good pictures to show my students, and I found there wasn't anything available, so I started going out and photographing my own, and then someone said I ought to put the two together in a book, and so it worked out that way.
So the Duluth teacher wrote Spiders of the Northwoods. It's about jumping spiders and running crab spiders and weavers and wolf spiders. It's his way to fight the media blitz depicting spiders as the bad guys.
That creature lunged for me. Oh, I saw it all. I tell you, that thing, it jumped like Johnny Weissmuller swimming for the Olympic gold, I tell you. That spider was this big, too. Huge.
Oh, bigger than that.
Oh, it was big.
A little spider. Two grown men afraid of a little spider.
I swear one of its eyes winked at me.
Oh, big spider.
Spider books tend to do two things. Number one, they tend to teach sensationalism. Well, they show these amazing spiders, very colorful, very big, that can do all sorts of things from all over the world. That's one. The other thing they do is they tend to be very technical. They tend to be very technical. And the average spider you see is neither one of those. They're in between those, and they're just playing around the house.
Weber says the more you know about spiders, the less there is to fear. That's a good strategy, says Patricia Manistow of the Superior Mental Health Center. She says the fear of spiders, especially the non-poisonous kind in the North Woods, is irrational. She traces the fear of spiders to European cultures dating back to the Dark Ages. Spiders were seen around rats, which spread the Black Death. So people thought the spiders also spread the disease. Manisto says arachnophobia, the irrational fear of spiders, is part of American culture.
I might see a spider and I don't think, oh, that spider's going to contaminate my food or give me the plague, but I might get the heebie-jeebies a little bit.
Not that Weber advocates making pets out of spiders. They're not cuddly.
Spiders are very antisocial. They'll attack each other. And so you just have to have, if you're going to have 10 spiders, you're going to have 10 cages. They have to be separate. One of the questions
they're
I'm
They're ill-tempered,
ask,
then.
No, they're not. They're just opportunist, and they'll take advantage of another one if it means a meal.
Cannibals, then.
Yeah, well, I'd say opportunist rather than cannibals. Let's just say they'll take whatever food's available.
You're very protective of spiders.
Extremely.
The fact is, Weber says we should get used to spiders because they're all over. In a grassy field, he says, there are 1 million spiders over the space of an acre.
If you took away that spider, you're going to have an immense insect population explosion. So that's one of their niches in the ecological cycle.
His strategy seems to work. His 7th grade students, Mitch Campbell of Superior and Ali Scrinoli of Duluth, now think spiders are cool.
Well, I used to be really, really scared of spiders until, like, when I came to this class, I was afraid that I was going to be all scared of them and stuff, but I'm pretty much cured of my arachnophobia now.
I was never afraid of spiders. I like spiders. They're fun.
So Weber expects to write a sequel to his book, and lecturing to crowds and hoping Spider-Man keeps portraying his 8-legged friends as the good guy.
I just love them all so much.
In Superior, Mike Simonson.
Oh, big spider. It was big.
Wisconsin Public Radio.